Hello again. Welcome to The Bernie Show, the latest video here on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much for your support, as we mention all the time, and appreciate all your comments. I was not able to do anything with responses to the comments yesterday. I apologize. It was just a very, very hectic day. So we'll do better on that. A couple things I want to talk to you about today. A note from Bob Nightingale, USA Today, my longtime friend, national baseball writer on Heim Bloom. And then I want to talk about Andre Pallante and how good he's been, but also the fact that Andre Pallante took it upon himself to go to the Cardinals and say, I want to be a starting pitcher again. I think I can do this. Help me come up with a plan to work on it. And I'll get back to this in a minute, but it's kind of amazing because even when the Cardinals have a success story, right? And Pallante is definitely a success story in 2024. It's weird because he had to be the one to take the initiative to become a starter again. In other words, they were just going to let him wallow in the bullpen. They sent him down. He's going to go to Memphis. He probably would have pitched okay in relief down there. Then they would have brought him up and in relief, and he would have got hammered again. So I'll get back to that in a minute. But just a note first about, pardon me, my nose is itchy. I don't know why. Just a note from Nightingale, as I mentioned to you. Let me just read it to you. He does a great notes column every Sunday. Let me read it to you. Quote, while John Mozeliak, president of the baseball operations for the St. Louis Cardinals, plans to step down after the 2025 season, special assistant Heim Bloom is expected to have much greater authority next season, perhaps even becoming the top baseball decision maker. Well, first of all, that's kind of all, at least speaking for myself, that's kind of where I think this thing is headed. And I know we've been covered this ground before, but if there's an arrangement where Mo hangs around for a year, and I don't mean this is hang around, but he's in the background and Bloom is making the decisions, and the Cardinals make that really, really clear. I really don't care whether Mo's in the background. I mean, Heim Bloom's good. If he's in charge, he's in charge, okay? But there's also a couple of things that go with that. And again, we've been over this a lot, but I think it's a really interesting thing to talk about. It's a situation where, if Heim Bloom is calling the shots, well, what does that mean, for example, for Ollie Marmol? And I talked about this. We talked about this on the Seeing Red podcast that I do each week with my friend Will Leach. And I'm of the opinion, and Will's of the opinion, that if Heim Bloom takes over and number one, he's allowed to hire his own manager. He's given that permission. And he chooses to stick with Ollie Marmol. Okay, that's number one. The second scenario is that the Cardinals, whether it be Bill DeWitt, whomever, communicate to Heim Bloom, they really think Marmol should be back. They can do what they want. It's their franchise. Heim Bloom, if he's the boss, can do what he wants because that's his job. But let's not be naive about this. If Heim Bloom gets the reins, if he's the man in charge, he's the baseball boss in 2025, if he brings back Marmol, and this has nothing to do with really the merits of whether Marmol deserves another chance, because I know what the feelings are on that. I ain't pitching anything here. I'm looking at it pragmatically in terms of what would that mean in terms of the Cardinals' business, the fan relations, the fan morale, all that stuff. And I hate to say it because I'm someone who really, really likes Heim Bloom and thinks that his particular strengths are exactly what the Cardinals need. A much better player development system, which they're already going to work on because, Gary LaRocque is retiring, and I got to believe Heim Bloom had a lot to do with that as far as like, let's start getting this moving. I take that as a good sign. But also just his ability to identify pitching talent and find really good value and guys that outperform their salary level, whatever. There's a lot of other things too. He would get them up to speed technologically. he would make sure that their analytics department is on par, if not better, than every other team in the majors. He will get this organization out of the Stone Age, if you will, because we all know it's really outdated. It's really outdated. And he'll do a lot of good things. That's because those are his strengths. But if he chooses to bring Ollie Marmol back, or the Cardinals, in effect, tell him to bring Ollie Marmol back, who's got 2 years left on his contract after this, he'll be getting off to a bad start with the fans. I mean, he will. Because Marmol, I feel bad for the guy in a way, although, you know, he only got the job because they fired Mike Schilt, because him and Mozeliak had a big, you know, feud, big split, and Mo said, that's it. Now, Marmol wouldn't have gotten the job. No other team was going to hire him as a manager. The Cardinals wouldn't have put him in as manager unless they fired Schilt. And with all due respect to Ollie, if they let him go after the season, he would not get another major league manager's job, at least not right away. So again, this isn't to debate the quality of his managing, his flaws, his strengths. I'm just saying the Cardinals and Chaim Bloom, given the toxicity with Marmol because of the way he got the job and because of his association, his affiliation with John Mozeliak. If that's Chaim Bloom's manager, if that's like the first thing he does, we're bringing Ollie Marmol back. That ain't going to go over very well, because it's just going to bring out all the skepticism and cynicism. It's like, well, new boss, same as the old boss. And see, he doesn't have the freedom to do what he wants. See, he's not going to be given full control. It would be an immediate credibility blow. Fairly or unfairly, it would be an immediate credibility blow to Chaim Bloom. If the Cardinals are going to move Mo into the background, he does have a contract, whatever, you know, I don't think Bloom would have agreed to a situation where he's not charged. If Mo's in the background, a lot of you will get all bent out of shape about it. And you can. I mean, you're entitled to think what you want. I don't have a problem with it, as long as there is a clear line of authority. I've said that before here on the Bernie Show. But there's going to be, if people want change and the Cardinals are promising or pledging or vowing change, big change, the new baseball head, the guy running the department, can't bring back the same manager and then sell the public on the idea, the great fans of St. Louis Cardinals, on the idea of like change. We're here to change. He would get off to a really bad start with in terms of the perception of him by, I don't know how many fans, a lot of fans, I would say. And so they got to be careful. I still wonder if they underestimate the feelings out there about Ollie Marmol. Again, nothing to do with whether he's a good manager, bad manager, because there's people that even the stuff he does well won't give him credit for anything, you know. Yeah, worst manager ever lived. No, he's not good at this. No, he doesn't know how to run a bullpen. Where every statistical measure indicates that he does a really good job running a bullpen. But I'm not here trying to sell anything. I'm just saying, my point is, even when he does have a strong suit to his managing, there is at least a percentage. How much, I don't know. I think it's a lot or more than I would have thought. Will insist to you that no, he's garbage. He doesn't know how to run a bullpen. So he'll never get credit for anything, and he's in a really bad spot. And that's why I happen to believe a clean break is the best way to go, for pragmatic reasons, because you can't sell this idea when we're going to have a revolution. We're going to renovate this thing from top to bottom. Change, change, change. And you keep the same manager? I've said this before. It's not my job to say fire him because of baseball reasons. I would say it if I felt, he's got to go for baseball reasons. But it's not my job to make any of these decisions. It's not as if I'm the all-powerful Wizard of Oz or something. because actually behind the curtain here, you see what's there. I'm just kidding. But I tell you, man, if they still underestimate the unpopularity of Ali Marmol because of the Mozeliak thing and how he got the job, Chaim Bloom's going to get off to a bad start because people are going to have a lot of doubts about him. It's like, well, wait a minute. I thought this guy was supposed to change things. I thought this guy was supposed to be smart. I thought this guy was going to have authority. And he brings back the same manager? Well, why should I believe in him? It's going to be that kind of thing. And I actually understand the cynicism. I really, truly do. So that's one interesting thing I wanted to throw out there. You know, the Cardinals have an Ali Marmol problem, not because he's a rotten manager, because of just this toxic deal, because he'll never be able to live down the strong association with Mo and how he, Marmol, got the job. I'm repeating myself, so let me close that out. All right, I want to talk to you about Andre Pallante. He's been fantastic. You saw what he did last night against the Pirates. Just fantastic. I mean, 7 shutout innings, 9 strikeouts. They barely laid a glove on him, as they would say in boxing. And he's been their best starting pitcher, first of all, for the year. And he's made 18 starts. And I don't know why people in the media around here keep talking about him. Well, he's been really good in the second half. No, he's been really good since they put him on the rotation on May the 29th. I mean, all you got to do is look up his game logs, okay? It's really not that hard to discern this. There I go again being obnoxious. But since moving into the rotation on May the 29th and the rotation only because they had to, it wasn't like, oh, yeah. Oh, Ollie. Oh, hey, we got to get him in that rotation. No, they were short. And they turned to Pallante. And it turned out to be a really good development for the Cardinals. No, it's not going to get him in the playoffs, but that don't blame Pallante. So he's got a 3.62 ERA since becoming a starter 18 starts ago. Again, on May the 29th. And for the season, his ERA, 18 starts, 3.62. Sonny Gray's 3.75. Lynn is 3.96. Gibson is 4.11. Fetty is 4.43. And Miles Michaelis is 5.49. Ouch. Now, if you just look at it from May the 29th, from the moment that Pallante entered the rotation, again, his ERA is 3.62. But let's compare that to the rest of the starters. Since Pallante was inserted into this rotation, Pallante 3.62 since May 29th. Since May 29th, Sonny Gray 4.31. Fetty 4.43. Gibson 4.47. Lynn 4.50. Michaelis 5.40. So he's not only been their best starter, and by the way, you know, I'm not saying, oh, he's their number one starter. No, I'm not saying that. He's not a number one starter, but he can be a good piece in your rotation in 2025. But it really says something that since he entered the rotation, that he's the only guy that has an ERA under 4, right? And they're paying a lot of money to Gray. They're paying a lot of money to Gibson, relatively speaking, a lot of money to Lynn. We know they're overpaying a lot of money to Michaelis. So here's a guy that has outperformed them. No, he doesn't have the strikeout punch of a Gray. But unlike Gray, especially on the road, I mean, Pallante keeps the ball in the ballpark. He gets high ground ball rate. And he's learned how to get right-handed hitters at. And this is where I want to kind of branch off into what I alluded to at the top when I said we were going to be talking about this. You know, you read the media accounts, and there's a lot of them today. And by the way, no fault. I'm not finding any fault with the media on this. I mean, they were just reporting, you know, the way it all went down, where you know, Pallante had a 6.30 ERA as a reliever and was not very good, obviously. And then, well, we better get him back down to Memphis. For some reason, they thought he showed promise as a reliever in his rookie season, although he was much better as a rookie in his 10 starts than he was a reliever. But they noticed how, well, he gets a lot of ground ball outs from right-handed hitters and all this. So he's left-handed hitters. So here's a right-handed pitcher who can get left-handed batters out. But this kind of shows you the brain drain in the Cardinals organization. Well, yeah, he could get left-handed batters out, but the problem is he was a right-handed pitcher who couldn't get right-handed batters out. So what exactly is the point here? I mean, you're going to face more right-handers than left-handed batters. So it's, well, you know, he gets those ground balls against those left-handed. Okay, fine, great. Tip of the cap, wonderful. But he gets destroyed by right-handed batting. So what is the point exactly? And it took him like 2 years. 2 years to realize, well, I don't know. He's probably not that good as a reliever because he right-handed hitters really beat him up. Yeah. I mean, oh, my goodness. We all sit at home and watch this and just say, you know, hey, yo. Right-handed batters bludgeon this guy, all right? So what? Why do you continue to go down this path and expect the results to be different? So it took Andre Pallante, based on the media accounts, it took Andre Pallante when the Cardinals said they were going to send him back down to Memphis because he was getting killed as a reliever again. He was the one that picked up the phone. He was the one that talked to Marmol and talked to Dusty Blake and said, you know, I'd really like to become a starting pitcher. I think I'll be good at it. And I know what I have to work on. And I want your help. But like, tell me what you think I need. What can I do to kind of perform better against right-handed batters? But why in the world does it take a young pitcher? Why is he the one that figures this out before the people that run the team in the front office, the people in the dugout? So the Cardinals kind of stumbled into something good, Andre Pallante, because Andre Pallante was the one who initiated it and came up with the idea. And they're all like, well, that's interesting. Yeah, well, that's interesting. Yeah, let's figure out what you need to work on. I give up. And so this is where I'm saying I'm not debating the merits of whether Ali Marmol is a good manager or not. I think he's good in some ways, but for people, see, I always help out people who disagree with me, right? I'm a very nice guy. I will actually give you stuff. It's like, well, if you want to push back, here's a good thing you should use, right? I'm very diplomatic that way. This would be one of the things. Why did it take a young pitcher to realize he's not a reliever and he needs to be a starter? And if he goes to Memphis, let me work on being a starter and I'll figure some things out. And Dusty Blake, he gave him a plan of what he needs to do. I'm not going to act like they didn't do anything after the fact. But anyway, since then, Pallante's good as a starting pitcher. Once they brought him up, put him in the rotation. I mean, right-handed hitters are hitting .246 against him. Their slugging is low. They haven't hit hardly any home runs. Their hard hit rate is low. He's been doing a really good job with them. And one thing I see in the media is there's a lot of emphasis on his sinker. See, he's got that sinker. Look, the sinker is a good pitch for him. But the pitch for Andre Pallante against right-handed hitters, the killer pitch has been his slider since he became a starter on May the 29th. With this slider, their right-handed hitters are hitting .242, and the on-base percentage is really low, and the slugging percentage is really low. The hard hit rate is really low. The barrel rate is really low. And he's given up one home run on 66 at-bats that end with the slider. So, yeah, the sinker's good. The four-seam fastball is still not very good. The slider has made a huge difference with Andre Pallante. And, by the way, all this is from StatCast. I'm just not winging it. If you look at last night's start against the Pirates, again, the slider, just money. There were six, they put six sliders in play and four were ground ball outs. He had a 40% strikeout rate against the Pirates last night with his slider. He did have a 50% strikeout rate with his four seam. It was better last night. They were 2 for 10, the Pirates, against right-handed hitters. 2 for 10 against the Pallante slider. And no hard contact whatsoever. No, they didn't barrel a single pitch, and the hard hit rate is about 16%, which is extraordinary for a pitcher. So Pallante figured it out. Now, again, I know sometimes I meander or whatever, okay, but it's important to repeat stuff, I think. Once again, before I say goodbye, let's recap. Andre Pallante decided that Andre Pallante is not a good reliever, and that Andre Pallante decided that Andre Pallante has got to be a starter, and Andre Pallante had to go to them and say that. And Andre Pallante had to go to them and say, I know I need to work on some stuff. I think I know what it is. I got to do better against right-handed batters. Can you give me your recommendations? Why is it up to a young pitcher to take that initiative? I mean, even when there's a really good story, a really positive development with the Cardinals, you'd love to just say, man, this is great. Let's just leave it at that. But I can't do that because, again, you look at for examples of like why they've gotten off course and why they're so oblivious to certain matters. And this, the Pallante matter, is a perfect example. Andre Pallante knew what he was best at. They didn't know. I'll leave it at that. It's amazing. It really is. All right. You have a great day. I'm going to try to pop back later. Take care. Thanks for watching The Bernie Show. Thanks for all your comments. And we'll see you soon. Thank you.